chase your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. In life unkind.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump bans travel from certain countries, citing national security risks.
We cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States.
Trump's proclamation, which goes into effect on Monday, fully restricts the entry of nationals from 12 countries, including Libya, Sudan, and Yemen. It partially restricts entry of people from 7 countries, including Cuba and Venezuela. Not on the travel ban list is Egypt, which is the Boulder, Colorado firebombing suspect's country. CBS's Omar Villafranca on vigils being held in Boulder.
As a community, we gather together. I feel like I know our Jewish community is strong.
Boulder residents are starting the long process of healing with a series of vigils after Sunday's attack on a group supporting Israeli hostages in Gaza. Ed Victor spoke this morning.
Say this was not okay. It really, really was not okay.
President Trump moves to block U.S. entry for nearly all foreign students planning to study at Harvard University, saying the school hosting those students would jeopardize national security. President Trump also targets a former president. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
President Trump has ordered an investigation into what Republicans claim was a cover-up of his predecessor Joe Biden's declining cognitive health during his term in the White House. A memo reads, "This conspiracy marks one of the most dangerous and concerning scandals in American history." Trump has also ordered his administration to investigate Biden's use of an auto pen to sign pardons and other documents.
An arrest is made in connection with last month's bombing outside of a Palm Springs, California fertility clinic. Federal prosecutors say Daniel Park of Washington State is accused of helping the bomber who was killed.
Mr. Park, who shares Barkas's extremist beliefs, is accused of shipping approximately 180 pounds of ammonium nitrate, an explosive precursor commonly used to construct homemade bombs, to Barkas.
Elon Musk ramps up his criticism of President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill.
The Trump ally who led the president's Department of Government Efficiency says, quote, "Kill the bill." On social media, Elon Musk wrote, "A new spending bill should be drafted that doesn't massively grow the deficit and increase the debt ceiling by $5 trillion. He added, "Call your senator, call your congressman. Bankrupting America is not okay." Earlier, Musk called the bill a disgusting abomination. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt responded, "The president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion, and he's sticking to it." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Keys to Progress and Diversity, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Same-sex relations are a crime in 62 countries around the world. The nonprofit Rainbow Railroad helps to relocate LGBTQI plus people from terrible situations.
Once you're labeled LGBT, it's almost like a scarlet letter. Like you walk around and someone can attack you at any moment.
Brought to you by Progressive. Protect your auto, home, and business with Progressive and get 24/7 coverage. See if you can save at Progressive.com.
This Father's Day, Visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to durable jeans and outdoor gear. Our in-store experts can guide you as you shop, assisting with boot sizing and helping you navigate the store so you can find the perfect gift. Share a piece of the American spirit with him this Father's Day. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Many Americans have negative feelings about tipping culture, with 41% of those surveyed by Bankrate saying it's out of control. Reporter Brad Gibson has more.
Bankrate.com's annual survey finds Americans are tipping more often after years of decline, but 63% are just plain turned off by being constantly asked to reward retail workers. Analyst Ted Rossman.
Common negative views are that businesses should pay their staff better rather than relying so much on tips, and 38% say they're annoyed with those pre-entered tip screens.
Older generations are more likely to tip, with 20% being the sweet spot.
One thing's for sure, I don't see tipping going away anytime soon.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
Former White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has a book out this fall that promises a close look at President Biden's decision not to run for re-election and calls for thinking beyond the two-party system. Legacy Lit says Jean-Pierre has switched her affiliation to independent. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the low 50s. A return to sunshine for tomorrow. Pleasant day. Still a little smoke in the morning. Highs in the upper 60s. And partly sunny for Friday, a high to the mid 60s. It's 60 right now.
To be mine. Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Romeo, my Romeo, the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Must fall, but don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again. You know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
The Racine Raiders are back at historic Horlick Field this Saturday, June 7th, against the Indy Bison. It's alumni night. Join the Raiders and several of the storied names from the team's past. Watch several former greats get inducted into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. That's alumni night against the Indy Bison at 7 p.m. at Horlick Field on Saturday, June 7th. Be there.
Mark your calendars. Greek Fest is back at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Kamisi's dance troupe, take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To let you know, I can really shake them down.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Love's last. when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
town, and everybody daddy do. Cause you know, stupid girl, I'm in love with you.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
If you're down and confused and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, because your baby, it's so far away.
Well, there's a rose in the mist and blood, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry. Don't sit crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Ah.
5'04 bump. Look at Molly now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. No, help her say.
Timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Thank you. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump signs a proclamation banning travel from some countries. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs.
President Trump is instituting a new travel ban, fully restricting entry from a dozen countries, citing national security risks. The ban includes Iran, Haiti, and Somalia, but will allow for some exceptions. A proclamation signed by the president on Wednesday evening partially restricts entry for nationals from seven countries, including Venezuela, Cuba, and Sierra Leone. The new policy takes effect at 12:01 a.m. on Monday.
Early in his first term, Trump instituted a travel ban on seven predominantly Muslim countries. As President Trump pushes the Senate to pass a